We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm JJ Grishnick Parsons. It's Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. The Urbana City Council held its regular meeting at 7 p.m. on Monday night. During the meeting, the Urbana Police Department presented an overview of the department's new community engagement unit. It will be focused on working directly with Urbana residents through methods other than typical law enforcement. The unit intends to connect residents with a broad range of resources for community, domestic violence, mental health, and juvenile concerns. Officers working as part of the unit will wear simpler uniforms, clearly distinguishing them from normal police. Together, these initiatives are intended to build trust between officers and the community, while ensuring some cases get a more appropriate response from the department.
The overarching goal for our community engagement team is to reduce the unnecessary involvement in the justice system when underlying issues such as mental health, substance use, housing instability, or other social factors are the primary drivers for our police contact. All of these efforts are grounded in best practices, aligned with nationally recognized priorities, and are supported through ongoing training and collaboration with community members and our partner organizations.
The meeting also included a presentation from the city's Traffic Commission on maintenance procedures and a brief discussion on a new surveillance ordinance. The council is allowing the Civilian Police Review Board to review the ordinance before a vote is held. Looking over at the university, the 2024-2025 Illini Success Report has been released, detailing post-graduation plans of those who received their undergraduate degrees in August 2024, December 2024, and May 2025. The report's data identified 65% of the graduating class. From this data, 93% of graduates secured a job, volunteer position, or enrollment in higher education within 6 months of graduating. For those entering the workforce, the average salary is reported to be more than $79,000, an increase of 5.5% from previous years. The median salaries across colleges ranged from $52,000 to $90,000. Furthermore, 80% of in-state students secured a first destination within Illinois, and 70% of all graduates will be staying in state for their first destination, a 1% increase from last year. The other 30% of graduates secured first destinations across 48 U.S. states and 24 other countries, including the United Kingdom, China, and South Korea. Also noted in the report is that 91% of graduates participated in experimental learning while attending the university, including internships, research projects, studying abroad, and more. From those opportunities, 43% of students received job offers. Now, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, directly from Rome, the three Italian tenors are coming to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. The concert, titled Italia Musica Amore, honors Italian song and other renowned Italian tenors. The trio, Gianni Lecese, Ugo Tarquini, and Alessandro Fattoni, will be presented with piano, accompanied by Fabrizio Moccata. The concert will also feature special guests, Gaetano Amore. Showcasing their vocal prowess, the tenors will perform 14 pieces for roughly 2 hours with a 20-minute intermission. If the audience likes what they're hearing and would like to hear more, they can petition for an encore. From there, the trio will choose from three options. To buy tickets, visit krannertcenter.com. Finishing off with sports, the Illinois men's golf team took first place at the 36th annual Duck Invitational Golf Tournament. The Staple Pacific Northwest event was hosted by the University of Oregon Monday and Tuesday. Illinois was ranked number 9 going into the tournament and finished at 5 over par, winning by 10 strokes. The 54th hole tournament was run at a country club near the campus and hosted 15 NCAA Division I teams. Other Big Ten schools that attended were Michigan State University, which took 3rd, and the University of Iowa, which took 9th. Other highlights featured Illini athlete Max Herendeen, who was the individual player champion. Herendeen was competing on his own and not part of the team's official scoring lineup. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Thomas Bergeson, Emma White, Kyler Bowie, and Taylor Casey. From WPGU News, this has been JJ Grishnick Parsons.